Your sound of the Winelands, Casey, 107.7.
That was your fight song by Rachel Platten here on Casey 107.7 FM. I'm Gerinda Vett, your host on the Power Hour. And yes, to join the conversation is 0824141077. And this conversation will also be on a podcast later on our website. But now let's first join the conversation with Karen Peterson. How are you doing?
Good evening, Garin. Thank you for this opportunity to speak on the radio, and I'm looking forward to our interview.
Thank you for making time, Karen. So let's get to it. Can you give me an overview of the work that Hayes, Andrew Murray and Hayes van Heerde Children's Home, can you give me an overview? What are the missions and how do they support vulnerable children?
Okay, so Hayes Andrew Murray is this year, we are 127 years old.
Wow.
And Hayes van Heerde is about 103 years old.
Wow.
So we are both under the Budisa umbrella in the Western Cape. And we are registered child and youth care centers. And we provide residential care from the House Andrew Murray Stable. We have about 155 children. And Hayes van Heerde in Mauritsburg, we have about 70 children. So we see through the residential care programs for the development of our children. So our children, we are responsible for the care and development of the children in our custody. And we give like various therapeutic developmental programs to our children. And most of our children is like orphaned, abused or neglected children, as well as children in need of care and protection. And they are referred to us through the court.
Wow. Yeah,
so that's a mouthful from the children that we get into the two children homes.
Yeah, it's not only a mouthful. I can imagine the amount of work all of you that are employed there and what is on your shoulders, you know.
Yes.
I hope you're going to celebrate those years.
Yes, definitely. We're definitely going to celebrate.
And you're going to invite us?
Definitely. We're definitely going to invite you, Karin, to our celebration.
Yeah.
We've come a long way, and we really are trying to make an impact in the community.
So, yeah, we can get the KC team out, you know, and then make a big thing of it.
Yes, we can.
How does that sound?
We can. No, that's a promise. You can come. We're going to invite you.
Definitely.
So you can come to House Andrew Murray, that's in Wellington, and I spend here at Moody and Mauritsburg.
Yes,
so we'll send you an invitation to come and come to us.
That is so awesome. Thank you. Now, Karen, as the marketing and funding manager, what are the biggest challenges you face in securing funding and maintaining these homes?
So we are under the Department of Social Development, and we get a subsidy for each child. So our shortfall from a marketing and funding side is about 2,100 rand per child per month. And now you can calculate that to 155 children and also to 70 children times 12 per month, and then you will get to a total. But, you know, we're working The subsidy that we get is about 60% of our operational cost, and the other 40% marketing and funding needs to get in. So from our side, we do like our planning for the year, which will be now the pillars that we have is the marketing campaigns, and then we also have like events that we have. And then we also work very closely with the other departments to get their needs to market and get the funding from. So now you know that we've got a shortfall of 2,100 per child per month. Yeah, and that's our biggest challenge that we need to get in.
And that gives you gray.
Not really, because I think the Lord's hand is really in the children's homes, and he speaks in the Bible about he will see to orphan children, you know.
Yeah.
And I think in the community, I would really like to thank the community, because they are really helping us out in the shortfalls of our children.
Wow, that's amazing. Really, really hair-raising and amazing. Yeah.
No.
Definitely. No, I love it when people are go biblical when it comes to the to their job site, and
yes.
and say, you know, I've got the Lord's hand in my work. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you can see it also, because we've got happy children, man, and that is what it's about, to have happy children at the end of the day.
Yes, that's so true. Now, Karen, before we go to a music break, what fundraising initiatives or campaigns are currently running, and how can people or businesses get involved?
So let's start off with a funny idea. So we have, you know, a spoch on,
okay? Okay.
It's like a black tie dinner.
Mm.
But we have that on the 28th of May. And then we have a few, we have got two golf days also, one in Mooresburg and one in Malmesbury this year. And then we've got other programs also for the children, because one of the holiday programs that we have now in March and also in June, that is where we really need the community's hand to help us in that.
Okay, to assist with children during the holiday period.
During the holiday period, yeah. He has to come out and come spend some time with them. We normally have, from the Sanyas side, from the 70 children, we have about 30 that stays behind. And we are really trying our best to give them a nice holiday program, so keep them busy. And so we would really like people to come and visit us here in Mooresburg.
Okay, so only in Mooresburg or here in Wellington as well?
Yes, it's the same programs that we run. So in us and Murray, we have like a black tie dinner the 7th of June. So you can present it to your chairperson, Mr. Harlan. Maybe you can take a table by us that you can attend.
Definitely.
And then also
maybe a KC table.
Yes, a radio KC table, So you can present that to him or to the team. And then also we have various, also two golf days that side. So people can really attend that also.
Okay.
And of course the March and June holiday program that we also have that side.
Definitely, we must get the word out and, you know, give more help where these are concerned. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
This is Casey 107.7.
Casey 107.7 with me, Gerin De Wet. And yes, I'm still chatting to Karen Peterson, Marketing and Fundraising Manager of Huis Andrew Murray and Huis van Rede in Mooresburg. So, Karen, we're back with you.
Yes, Karina, yeah.
Yeah, so, Karen, beyond financial donations, what other forms of support do the homes need? Are there volunteer opportunities or specific resources you're looking for?
Yes, so at this moment we have the Easter campaign that's running, because Easter is around the corner.
Okay.
So there we have like the toiletries, different kinds of toiletries for the children, and then also groceries campaign that we're running. And of course Easter eggs, so that we can do Easter hunts with our children. So volunteers can slot into our program, especially now with the Easter campaign, and they can do programs here at the children's homes, at both children's homes. Yes.
That's That's amazing. I just want to ask, this is now just an offhand question. Say, I take it for myself. I have an 8-year-old.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want him to come and do an Easter hunt with your kids there.
Yes.
Can we do something like that?
Yes, definitely. You just arrange when you want to come.
Okay.
Your time, your day and time slot, and then we slot him into our children's program, and then he can come. And we organize everything because there's also not a lot of children. There's a lot of children going up.
Mm.
So the children that live in will, and you can also tell us which age group you want to do the Easter hunt, and then we'll take it from there.
That's sad that you just gave me an idea, because I always want to make his mind open to new things.
Yes,
and
yes,
what other yes. children, what they lack and what he has. So to make sure he's mindful. So anyone out there listening, don't do your Easter egg hunt at home. Arrange with Karen. You know, this will be on our website. You can contact me if you need the details and so. So, Karen, lastly, can you share a success story of a child or program that highlights the impact of the work being done at these children's homes?
Yeah. So there's a lot of success stories, but the one that I always take out is Heinrich Gabler. That he was with us till grade 11, and then he went to foster parents, and they let him study further. But at this moment, I mean, Heinrich is a success story, and a motivational speaker also, and an ambassador for House Andrew Murray. And if you really see his story, where he's coming from, that he forgave his parents for putting him in the children's home with his brothers and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, just to have that positive thinking of where he's now and where he's coming from, because it's not where you're coming from, it's where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he realized, he changed his mindset, that it's not about the children's home, it's what the children's home really, the values that they invested in him and where he is now. There's others also, but I think Heinrich's story is just amazing to see the success that what he make out of it. Yes.
Wow, that's the great part and the highlight of your work, eh?
Yes. 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 Definitely. Mm. And I mean, there's other successes also. Van Heerden also had like a head boy in the primary school. That is also a great success from their side, that we have a head boy. And then also from Hayes and Umay's side, we've got like 12 girls and boys that play for the A-team, rugby, netball, different sports codes. I mean, 12 of them. And there's a few of them that also going now on a rugby tour, and we need funds for that also, to send them on a rugby tour or a netball tour, you know.
When is the rugby tour?
The tour, they're going on this weekend. They're going on this weekend. And that's where I also want to say thank you to the community, because we got the funds and we can go.
Awesome.
Because I believe if we say no, then we fail them, you know.
Yeah.
If one of your boys play for the under 19, 18, rugby, I mean, that's just amazing.
It is. Nothing short of amazing. And I would love to thank you, not just you, everyone at both homes, Huis van Reede and Huis Andrew Murray, for your love, for your passion, for your dedication to these children. Without you, they cannot reach their goals in life, and they cannot, like you say, move forward. So, I want to commend you, all of you, and Karen, give yourself a pat on the back, and thank you for chatting to me on the Power Hour.
Thank you, Karine. It was really a privilege, and I'm looking really forward to see you again and to have another interview with you, and all the best also to your team. And thank you to the listeners. You know, we can't do it without the community. We need their support, and it's just amazing that if your heart is at the right place, you will invest in a child's life. Just to make a child happy, man. That is what it's about.
Totally.
So thank you so much for you.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
This is KC 107.7 FM. The sound that sets you free.